Leaked government documents from a recent cyber attack against Mexico's defense ministry appear to have uncovered evidence of targeted government surveillance of journalists and human rights workers. Among the apparent targets for surveillance, Amnesty International. Erika Guevara is the organization's Americas director. She says the spying revelations represent a further erosion of human rights in Mexico.
And we are extremely concerned because this is another example of the very hostile environment that human rights defenders and their organizations are facing in the region.
Warrantless surveillance by the Mexican government is not a new phenomenon.
A forensic investigation by the University of Toronto confirmed the long-term presence of the spyware known as Pegasus on devices belonging to journalists and activists here in Mexico, specifically those who investigate human rights abuse.
Raimundo Ramos, a human rights advocate from Mexico's Tamaulipas state, says he's not surprised that his communications are among those under surveillance.
Everything has been monitored for more than 10 years by military intelligence. This is precisely because over the past 25 years, we have documented many cases of abuse by authorities.
For his part, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador denies the military has used Pegasus to conduct surveillance during his administration.
It's not true that journalists in opposition have been spied on. We are not the same as previous governments. It's not true. I made a commitment that no one would be spied on.
Press freedom activists say the evidence of continued spying is compelling, arguing the real question is whether or not the president was aware.
We want to know if the president did or didn't know. If the president didn't know, this is very serious because it means the army engaged in spying without his consent. If the president did know, that is also very serious, because the president said there wasn't going to be espionage in this government.
The Office of Mexico's Defense Ministry has not yet answered Al Jazeera's repeated request for a statement regarding the allegations of warrantless spying. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.